is the final day of coverage of talk radio shows from around the country. Next, we'll take you to WABC Radio in New York City. WABC has been an all-talk station since 1982. It's owned and operated by the American Broadcasting Company. It airs locally produced talk programming Monday through Friday all day and ABC News Talk overnight. WABC began broadcasting in 1921 out of Newark, New Jersey as WJZ Radio. The station moved to New York in the early 50s and later broadcast a top 40 format. New York City is the top-rated market in the country with an estimated population of 14 million. WABC's coverage extends to other parts of the state, but can also be heard in New Jersey, Connecticut, Rhode Island, and some of Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Delaware, and Maryland. The host of today's show is Rush Limbaugh, reported to be the most listened to radio talk show host in the country. He began his radio career as a disc jockey at an ABC station in Pittsburgh and established a reputation for parody and satire. Mr. Limbaugh took a brief detour from the business in 1975, becoming the director of sales and special events for the Kansas City Royals Baseball Club. He returned to broadcasting in 1983 as a political commentator in Kansas City and later hosted a talk show in San Francisco. Now, in addition to his duties at WABC, Mr. Limbaugh does a road tour featuring comedy, satire, and commentary called the Rush to Excellence Tour. The Rush Limbaugh Show on WABC airs weekdays from 10 a.m. to noon and then is syndicated for 2 hours to more than 200 radio stations across the country. Up next, we'll bring you the first 2 hours of today's show.
Vehicles run fine and have full factory warranties with only slight cosmetic damage and will be sold for big savings. Hurry for your best selection today and tomorrow only.
It's hard to see with this mask on.
Yes, do the news. The news.
All right, here comes the news.
Let's get on with the show.
Good
news
Friday morning,
holds
everyone.
Holds us back.
Okay, no rush. 69 degrees, sunny skies, beautiful Friday coming up for us today. I'm Kathleen Maloney, WABC Talk Radio News. Robert Golub is to be sentenced this morning in a Long Island courtroom. The 22-year-old Golub faces a maximum 25 years to life in jail for the murder of his Valley Stream neighbor, 13-year-old Kelly Tinez. Now, Golub is expected to make a long statement proclaiming his innocence and also claiming to be a scapegoat. Kids in Yonkers may get an early summer vacation. A teacher's strike has closed down the schools. The 1500.
What do you mean early? It's June.
Well, they don't get out.
Schools ought to be out anyway.
Not till the end of June, Rush.
The end of June?
Yeah. My kids get out the 21st.
Are you that worried that people know what you look like?
Let me go on with the news. This is serious. If you're a homeless person, anyway, there's a strike in Yonkers to complete that story. If you're a homeless person who sleeps in Penn Station, you're going to have to find a new place to bunk. Because starting tomorrow, the Long Island Railroad will be waking up and kicking out anyone who's sleeping in the station. Governor Cuomo's son, Andrew, will be entering the bonds of matrimony with Kerry Kennedy, the daughter of late Robert Kennedy.
Skip that story.
Why?
If you would. Well, because I have a big deal on that. Just skip.
You're going to talk about the bachelor party?
Yeah, if you just skip it.
All right, we'll skip that story.
Skip the story.
Today's the big day for Barbara Bush. The First Lady will deliver what has become a controversial commencement
speech. That's right,
I forgot.
Feminist update, too, on today's show. Right. Thanks for reminding me about that.
At Wellesley College.
So much going on here.
Can I do the news? You have a lot of time to do your show.
The news just holds everything up here.
Well, let me finish it, at least. You're holding up the news.
I'm trying to make the news worthwhile.
The First Lady will deliver her commencement speech at Wellesley College. Some of the students at the all-girls school don't think the First Lady's a good role model, as you know, since she has no career of her own. Raisa Gorbachev will accompany Mrs. Bush, and as you know, Rush, Mrs. Gorbachev has a Ph.D., while Mrs. Bush, well, she has no degree at all.
She has an MRS degree, and it's a degree that she should be very proud.
An MRS title. It's not a degree. Not something you earn.
You know, but it most certainly
is. Well, it's something that's given to you.
You think George Bush was an easy catch?
Well, I don't think she had too much competition, if that's what you mean.
Well, she might have, but the bottom line is that this is a tragedy. It's an absolute tragedy. Well, I mean, to have a charwoman, a woman, talk about a woman who's not anything without her husband, it's Raisa Gorbachev.
She has a PhD.
You know what that PhD is? It means you go to a Marxism course for 20 minutes, you get a cram course in Marxism, let you teach it to some little Russian kids, and you have a PhD. Every Soviet dignitary's wife goes through that whole schmeal.
At any rate, I think the students at Wellesley are very excited to hear Raisa Gorbachev.
She's going to speak in Russian.
So there'll be an interpreter.
Why don't you take them?
Here's the WABC weather forecast, and it's a great one for today. The weekend's kind of iffy, though. Today will be sunny. We have a high of 85. Tonight, fair, low in the 60s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high around 85. Sunday, may have some rain. Current Central Park temperature, 69 and sunny. I'm Kathleen Maloney, WABC News. Time for Rush Limbaugh.
The opinions expressed on the Rush Limbaugh program do not necessarily reflect those of WABC Radio or its management. And now, here's Rush Limbaugh.
By the way, that's a gutless disclaimer. The views expressed by the host on this show ought to become federal law, and the station and sponsors ought to heartily endorse them.
Heaven forbid.
Why don't you take it off?
No,
it's
I
a
can't.
Joke.
It's,
see,
it's,
I asked you to come in here and bring, just wear the mask. Because so many people don't like her. So many conservatives think that she's, you know, a commie lib. And I made a joke, you know, you might want to wear a mask in here just to protect your identity.
No, you said wear a paper bag over my head.
I said wear a paper bag and then take it off.
No, I can't.
You're a gorgeous woman.
Take it off.
Oh, come on.
No, don't you leave me alone now. Get on with your show. You were so worried about the show. Get on. The news is over. The show can begin.
Greetings to you, ladies and gentlemen, all across the entire fruited plain today. We welcome the C-SPAN cameras to WABC, News Talk Radio 770, and Rush Limbaugh with yet another excursion into broadcast excellence hosted by me. Let me give you the phone numbers if you want to be part of the program today. And, hey, Mario, remember now that when we give these numbers are going out all over the fruited plain, and so people from all over there were going to be trying to call. Use your best judgment in there. It's 201-489-WABC from New Jersey. And from anywhere else, 212-563-WABC. If you're illiterate, WABC equals 92. Well, that wouldn't matter anyway. If you're illiterate, you wouldn't know numbers either. The WABC 9222. All right, in the far right-hand column of phone, if you have a touch-tone phone, the 9 is second from the bottom, and 2 is in the middle of the top row.
Now can you get on with the show?
9222. My friends, this is Open Line Friday. This is a day where I courageously and bravely get out of the way and turn the all-important, in fact, one of the most important aspects of this program, other than my presence, of course, that being topic selection, over to you. Now, we don't change the rules here. Rules still hold fast, but we do allow you to change the topics. Now, because the C-SPAN audience has joined today, they have asked, please ignore us. Just pretend that we're not here. But I have to make reference to one thing, and it is this show. There's so much that can happen on this program and does, but it's impossible for it to all happen in 2 hours. And it is therefore likely that you're not going to understand much or a lot of what happens on this show today if the callers are into a responsive mode as they normally are. So to give you just a bit of an idea about this show, there are no guests, never. We don't talk about single issues or themes, ever, unless they evolve as the program goes. It is pretty much an open line discussion each and every day, and it has a number of ingredients in it that a lot of talk shows don't have. Among those ingredients is music. Music to as a establishment of themes or as a warning that a particular news item is coming up. For example, Barney Frank. We ready on the Barney Frank update theme in there? The Barney Frank story is a continuing saga, and it is not a saga that you can just report once and have it done with. Because there are developments in it every day. And if I, using my broadcast judgment, determine that there will be quite a few days, perhaps months, of a particular story, we do what we call updates. We have a homeless update. We have a peace update. We have a Soviet-American relations update called a Gorbachev. And by the way, I am going to take this opportunity. I invented that word, but John Chancellor of NBC used it on The Tonight Show. Did he give me credit? No. Time magazines used the word. What is a Gorbachev? It's that feeling of excitement and exhilaration and euphoria you get when you think of all the wonderful things Mikhail Gorbachev can do to save the earth from everything. Save the world from evil American capitalism, the war industry here, and so forth. And so we do things like that. I can't possibly do all these today because there just simply isn't time. But I do want to just give you an example of how an update would work. The trumpet fanfare, like that, signals that it's time for an update. What are you frowning for? She's saying, I wonder if he really wants to do that. No. I was just illustrating.
You're going to do one now?
I'm not going to do one. I'm going to demonstrate one.
Why don't you do one?
But just one more thing. Just chill out for a sec. Take the mask off.
No,
you've got to show these pictures. You're a gorgeous woman.
Let's go on with the show.
Is that sexist, by the way, to comment on her beauty in context of her being a journalist? It is sexist.
I don't mind that sexism.
All right. Now, so the trumpet fanfare signals that it's time for an update. Now, if there was Barney Frank news today, and there isn't, but if there was, we go, Barney Frank update time.
My boy, lollipop,
you know, this, this update has revived this song, and there's now a video of this song on
because of this update.
I'm sure. I never saw it before. So anyway, that would be the Barney Frank. Now we would fade it down, or we would do the Barney Frank news, whatever it was or is, and then at the close we come back with a song. We have revived in Toto a man's career. He is aware of that. He thanks me daily, tries to call all the time and say thanks. And this is one of our most popular updates, and we will have one of these today. Homeless update.
Ooh, ain't got no home.
Sometimes I sing with this.
Don't do it now.
Demonstrate.
No, let's spare them that. Okay.
They're all waving me off. We host harmony. I want to demonstrate.
No, not today, Rush.
Bring it up a little bit. You can only harmonize if you're on an equal audio.
Don't embarrass yourself.
This is not embarrassing myself. I'm a lonely frog. I ain't got home.
You want to borrow the mask?
So there's just a sample, something that you will not, you can take it out now, but get it ready because there is one of those coming up for real on today's program. And we also have an animal rights update on today's program, which is a wonderful animal rights update. We have a General Dinkins Unity update theme. Let's play them that.
I like that one.
This one, for those of you who are not in New York, we have severe racial tensions here in the mayor, the first African mayor, almost said black. That would have been insensitive.
Yes.
The first African-American mayor to ever be elected here in New York was so elected last fall, General David Dinkins. And the columnists in this town all said the night of his primary victory, oh, it's such a sweeter city. It's so much nicer here today. Why, the bums even thanked me when I gave him a quarter, all of this. And, of course, as you know, he ran on the healing platform, and there hasn't been a whole lot of healing.
No,
in fact,
has, though.
No, that's the whole point of the Unity update. There is, it's not going well. So what we have done to chronicle the healing process and to keep people on the cutting edge of societal evolution, which is what I do. See, if you listen to this show every day, you never need to read another newspaper again. Never read another magazine. I do it for you, and you get a bonus. I tell you what to think about these incredibly complicated and controversial issues. So here is our General Dinkins update theme.
There's a holdup in the Bronx. Brooklyn's broken out in fights. There's a traffic jam in Harlem that's backed up to Jackson Heights. There's a scout troop short of child. Khrushchev's still wet, I'm a wild.
General David Dinkins, where are you?
At this juncture, we would then fill in the blanks with what has happened on the Unity Trail in our fair city since the last update.
The mugging and, or the stabbing.
No,
right?
We got an even bigger one tonight. Oh. Sonny Carson, who is one of General Dinkins' campaign supporters, a black leader, is going to have a town meeting tonight where the white media, in the spirit of unity, the white media is not being allowed into the black town hall meeting.
There's a holdup in the Bronx. Brooklyn's broken out in fights. There's a traffic jam in Harlem that's backed up to Jackson Heights. There's a scout troop short a child. Khrushchev's still wet. I'm a wild.
General David Dinkins, where are you?
Now, of course, there's so much unity news. That's just one brief bit. But imagine, here's one of the mayor's primary supporters. Who's in the spirit of unity having a town meeting tonight with only the black media allowed. Now, there's a lot of medical news that's making its way into the mainstream press, and so sometimes I have to put on my doctor's hat, and we do Dr. Rush.
Man, woman, birth, death, infinity.
And at this point, we would share with you the medical news of the day. And today we could do a combo Dr. Rush and Animal Rights Update because they're doing some terrible things with monkeys. And so all that's coming up. So anyway, this is just a little hodgepodge. Now, the reason I'm bunching all this together is to try to give you an idea because one of the biggest problems I have is I am so misunderstood by people who only hear this show one time. And the C-SPAN cameras are not going to be back tomorrow, and so that's why we're not going to do a caller abortion. It's one of our most popular features in New York. There's no way I could escape from that with you having any idea what it is. So we're not even going to try to do that. But, in fact, there may be shows where we don't do any of these updates. It just depends on what's in the news. But I wanted to do as much as I can to bring you up to speed on what can happen on this program. Also, there is a news digest. The first 20 minutes of the program, I do a monologue where I report to you what I have discovered as a result of my diligent reading of the newspapers and magazines. And, of course, the news which dominates the scene now is Gorbachev news and the summit. Do you feel safer with Gorbachev in town and Bush and Gorbachev talking? And did you know that Raisa bonded with first dog Millie?
Yeah.
They're getting along. The dog and Raisa are getting along.
The dog quivers when Raisa speaks to it.
I would, too, if some communist woman got into my house uninvited and tried to make friends with my dog.
Except George is getting jealous.
I don't know if he is or not, but there's the big issue, of course, is Germany, so they say, at this summit. And I found it very interesting that Gorbachev said yesterday that he thinks possibly the most productive summit yet will be this one. I'm going to make a prediction to you on this Germany thing. Now, Germany is considered to be, by the Soviets and many other people around the world, untrustworthy. We are suspicious of them. They have, in essence, started two wars. And they did it while independent, just a little country. They were not aligned with anything. I suspect that what is going on with Gorbachev's posture on this German unification thing is simply for the people back home. I think he's going to cave on this before the year is out. He'll be happy to let Germany align with NATO. Because if they're aligned with NATO, they'll be hard-pressed to step out independently. I think it's ridiculous to look at Germany in that light anyway, but I understand the reasons why people are doing it. Meal that they served yesterday, isn't this amazing? You remember when Bush went to Lech Wałęsa's house in Gdansk near the shipyards?
Yeah.
The people of Poland are starving. There are not any food there, and they go to Lech Wałęsa's house, and it's a 25-course meal. And everybody waddled out of there. At the Soviet embassy yesterday, they had multiple desserts, caviar and everything. It's totally, totally unrepresentative of the way it is in his country, in the Soviet Union. There are people standing in line 3 hours at McDonald's.
Yeah, but they served lobster at the White House last night.
That's fine. This country, a lot of people in this country eat lobster. Nobody in the Soviet Union eats lobster. So my whole point. You see, we've got a classic example of typical hypocrisy here.
There are people starving in this country too.
No, there aren't.
Yes, there are.
Do you think there are people?
Look down in Penn Station.
Name for me the last person to die of starvation in this country. Besides there ha- it doesn't have, see, there was no one of the myths. There is no starvation here. There's no shortage.
Certainly
of, there is not. There's no shortage of food. We don't have people standing in lines. There is plentiful, don't Karen carpet. That's all right. See, now if I had said that, can you imagine the insensitivity fangs which would have erupted?
What about the homeless people who die of starvation?
They don't die of starvation.
They do not.
Find for me the latest case of homeless starvation. Look, you want to talk about homeless starvation? Here is a homeless residence in Reno, Nevada, a bridge beam. Or six homeless people living in a bridge beam. Look at that, my friends. In this picture, I'm not even going to describe it.
Describe it.
No.
It's radio, Rush, for most of your listeners.
The fact of the matter is that in this there are bags of defecation, wine bottles filled with urine, remnants of meals gone by. They're not starving. If anything, they die of exposure to the cold. They're not dying. That's another myth. No, they're really not. They're not even dying of exposure to the cold. If anything, they die of cirrhosis.
Brought on by poor nutrition and starvation.
Which is Reagan's economic policies to blame. You see, you can say all that stuff with that mask on. You can come out with this
why do you think I'm wearing
ridiculous idiocy. We have mystery history today. They get a winner.
We got a winner.
Whew. Who was it today? Mario. Yeah. Did anybody get... how long did it take him yesterday to get Gladys Knight?
I went into the next show. I don't know.
I know. 3:40. What else do we have on today's program? Oh, arts news. Mm-hmm. Major art news. In fact, Raisa little enamel tea set or some such thing. And Gorbachev gave Bush a work of art, some such thing.
Antique painting of Russian birch trees.
Antique painting of Russian birch trees. I wonder if there was anything, since art in America today, the popular art is profane and obscene. I wonder if there's anything obscene going on in this.
No.
All right. I have one more. Big animal rights news involving the spotted owl. Don't let me forget. Well, you're not going to be here. Don't let me forget spotted owl. Now, before we go to the break, many times on this program, I say I have the opportunity of a camera here to show some things. Last Friday, I was in Rochester, New York. I went up there to address the after-dinner audience at the Conservative Party, Monroe County. Largest crowd they've ever had. $75 a person, around 550 people. What are you laughing at? Every television station showed up. Every newspaper showed up. There were, and my visit was known for 6 weeks. It was known for 6 weeks I was going to go up there. And they had 25 protesters 100 yards away. 25.
Two dozen. And
plus one.
Okay.
And the media was all saying, what about all those protesters? And I said, it's rather puny. Mm. They've known I'm coming for 6 weeks. You people in media continue to get it wrong. You've got 550 people, half of them women, who are going to pay $75 to hear what I have to say in there tonight, and you're worried about these 25 people up there.
The media didn't want to cover the nuts.
I just want to tell you the media does things. Here is a photo of the event outside. And there are 1, 2, 3 that you'll be able to see, 4, 5, 6, 7, maybe 8 protesters. The chant was racist, sexist, anti-gay, Rush Limbaugh, go away. Look at the relative amount of space given to the story of my appearance, which is the text. And look at the huge photo of that puny mob. Now, you see, my friends, there you have an example of how the media focuses on really minority type. 25 people, puny.
Maybe you didn't say enough to warrant any more print space.
Oh, yes. The fact that I was there was the only reason this was happening. Look, we've got to take a break here. We've got to do a lot of things. We will be back. Your calls are coming up on Open Line Friday, as well as some more News Digest things and so forth, so don't go away.
After a disappointing 1988 season, the Baltimore
Orioles
shocked
the
baseball
world.
Are
you supposed to hear it on the morning show of Raisa meeting the dog? It's a gag cart. You want to hear it?
It's what kind of cart?
A gag cart.
How long is it?
Short, maybe 15 seconds, 20 seconds.
She's speaking Russian, or have you heard it?
She isn't speaking at all. There's barking and then a big kissing sound.
Oh, well, all right. Let's take the mask off.
No, I'm not going to
take it. Oh, come on.
The Yankees Orioles series is highlighted by two great giveaways for kids 14 and younger. On Saturday night, it'll be
Yankee Helmet Night.
And on Sunday afternoon, a Yankee
edition continues as
MSG Network presents Yankee That Day.
Bob says to tell you to make sure you know it was at the state dinner.
Ticketmaster. Don't miss great baseball action at the stadium as the Yankees battle the Orioles.
There was a crowd. This crowd on
Saturday. You have a live blast
at the state ticket office at 212-293-6000. We'll see you at the stadium.
Our next break will be at 40. This guy Jim wants to talk about yesterday. That's a good call about that woman being one man.
Now, American Airlines can take you to the rest of the Americas. Because on July 1st, we begin service to three of Latin America's most popular destinations in 15 countries.
Just right.
You quality service in the air and on the ground. Bring this exciting part of the world closer to you.
Go in there. You can hear it. See, it's in there. You can't hear it in here. We haven't got time.
July 1st, American Airlines will fly Rio de Janeiro and Sao Paulo, Brazil. Buenos Aires,
standing by.
And San Diego, Chile.
Hi, Denise. You
subject to change and subject
wearing your black pantyhose again today?
Call your travel agent or American Airlines.
Folks, if you have a vacation week coming up this summer and don't know what to do with it, I got a couple of great ideas for you. Rush Limbaugh announcing Club Excellence aboard Celebrity Lion's glamorous SS Meridian. We have two cruises to Bermuda, seven-day cruises right out of New York City. Prices start at $995 for an inside cabin, $1,295 for an outside cabin. And if you want to go the suite route, you can get up to about $2,195. The sale dates, August 12th to the 19th, September 2nd through the 9th. As a Club Excellence cruiser, you get all your gratuities prepaid by somebody else. You don't have to worry about it. Also, unlimited wines served every night at dinner. To be a Club Excellence host, to be there to help you get out of any problems that you get into or to take care of any problems on a personal basis. And although I will not be sailing with you, I will come aboard on your embarkation day. On a Sunday, we'll have a great Bon Voyage cocktail party, a Rush to Excellence performance, a Q&A tailored exclusively for you prior to departure. The ship will serve as your hotel in Bermuda, 7 days out of New York. $995 is starting price. The number to call for a brochure is 800-777-8875. Call them now, 1-800-777-8875. As usual, doing this program with half my brain tied behind my back to make it fair, Rush Limbaugh. You can't see it behind there. On WABC News Talk Radio 770 in New York, we'll start in Medford out on Long Island. Jim, hello.
Good morning, Your Excellency.
How are you, sir? I'm glad you called.
Okay, listen, I hope I'm up to the challenge, my big show business break.
I'm sure you can deal with it.
Okay. Yesterday you had the comment, though, the story about women being one man away from poverty.
Yeah, this was a National Homemakers Institute study. Some outfit in Washington said that many, not most, not all, but many women are but a man away from poverty in the United States.
Yeah, does this also mean that many men in the United States are a woman away from wealth?
Well, interestingly enough, yesterday on the national show, a guy did call and put this in perspective. He said, you know, that's a good way of looking at it, women one man away from poverty. Of course, you see, that's one of these things that I don't happen to believe. I think, you know, these numbers get thrown out like Mitch Snyder, the 45 homeless people a minute die every minute. Not true. That's 23 million a year if you run the numbers. This whole business of we chop down an acre of forest every second at Carl Sagan spewing, that's not true either. And even if it is, we replenish seven. Now, many American women, a man away from poverty. There's not that much poverty in this country. And it could be turned around. You could say, well, if women are a man away from poverty, then you could say that a man has a double dose. He's got to work and support the woman, and then if she leaves, she gets half of what he has, so it's double duty. And that's the point you're making, right?
Right. Rush,
yeah.
Did you hear about Mel Gibson's latest trouble?
Yes. The Gay Lesbian Alliance Against Criticism has charged that Mel Gibson is playing too much a sissy in his role as a, what is it, a gay hairdresser?
Yeah.
In his movie with Goldie Hawn.
Have you ever seen the television show In Living Color? It's on Fox.
No.
It's a fairly
no.
new show. Keenan Ivory Wayans.
No. Is. I've heard about that, and I haven't seen it.
Okay, yeah, you got to see the skits that they do with two obviously gay black men. And maybe the GLAAC is racist because they don't care that this guy is portraying blacks as sissies.
Well, that's because they are doing it themselves.
Right.
I mean, Gibson's not gay.
Well, you ought to catch the show on Sunday night sometime. I think you'll get
All right.
a kick out of it.
Jim, thanks for the call. Appreciate
Take
it.
Take care, Rush.
You bet. 26 prior to 11 o'clock, Wilmington, Delaware. And Chris, you're next on WABC. Hi.
Ah, you said Wilmington, Delaware. I should have restated this is Wilmington, North Carolina.
Okay, time out. Mr. Snerdly, I have warned you about this I don't know how many times. I don't want to sit here and look like a fool. There's plenty of room up there to type NC next to Wilmington. Many Wilmingtons, and Delaware's closer.
By the way, ditto and a half from the land of the long leaf pine.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
Okay, Rush, what I wanted to tell you about, by the way, welcome to C-SPAN. I'm sitting here looking you right square in the face.
How are you?
Ah, very good.
By the way,
you.
I don't sweat this much. It's just this studio is a sweat box.
Well, yeah, you do sweat that much.
No, I don't.
I saw you on Say Jack. You sweated up a storm.
But the lights were hot in there, too. See, this is as cool as it gets in here.
I know. I've done some television. I know it's hot. I've also done a little radio. I also know that they like to, a radio station to, control room should be like an ice box, and they're normally about 80 degrees.
That's absolutely true.
Yeah, they should be like a meat locker. Anyway, I just wanted to tell you about a little club that has formed down here in Wilmington, North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Liberals in Agreement with Rush, or Liar, as we like to call it for short.
You know, how many members you have?
We have got 5 members right now, and we're working on it.
5 members. You have dues?
Well, we've all paid our dues in one form or another.
Meet in the phone booth.
What we started out with, let me just tell you about this.
Yes.
We started out with the 5 of us, and we were all very liberal Democrats, a few of us even social Democrats.
Ooh.
And one of them, as a matter of fact, one of the biggest social Democrats at all, I think our local news talk station started carrying your program. I think when you started in October.
It had been August of 88,
That's
so they
right.
they come a couple of months after that.
WAAV mm-hmm. down here in Wilmington. And he started listening to you, and he said, "You've got to hear this guy. He is out of control, da-da-da-da-da." So we all started listening and listening and listening, and our minds started to grow. They started to change.
Is that right?
And all of a sudden, we said, well, you know, he's not half wrong on some of this
That's
stuff.
That's right. More than half wrong. I'm more than half right.
Well, some of the percentages run a little bit differently than us because we're not fully converted into being conservatives yet, but we are in, maybe we should change the name of the club to Liberals in Slight Agreement with Rush.
No, because I like the liar. Or you could.
Or Liberals in Agreement with Rush slightly, and then we'd be liars.
You also, you know, there was a group in California when I was out there started Liberals for Limbaugh.
Yeah, Libs.
Libs.
Yeah.
But, you know, I like yours, liars. Hey, look, Chris, I'm glad you called. Thanks for taking your time.
Okay,
thanks very much. Trumpet fanfare update time. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. This is one of our most misunderstood features. Many think it tasteless, but it's not. You have to listen very carefully. This is our animal rights update theme. Andy Williams in his elevator shoes with the tune. Adding some gunshots in, are we? Must be New Jersey people getting it out of their system before the guns are taken away from them. WABC. Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen, we have a multi-animal rights update for you today here on the program. We will start with this from San Francisco. The Zen Center's Green Gulch Farm had a ceremony recently. They asked for forgiveness from the plants and animals they damaged in the making and maintenance of their garden. They had a plaque made in memoriam to all of the plants and animals that they trashed, killed, murdered while they built their garden. Here's how it reads. Slugs and snails, whom we have pursued for years, feeding you to the ducks, crushing you, trapping you, picking you off and tossing you over our fences. Rats, whom we poisoned and trapped and drowned, which is as the first dedication I've ever heard to a rat, the first rats' rights group that I've ever seen. All plants we have shunned, pigweed, bindweed, stinging nettle, bull thistle. All of this is intended to bring to our consciousnesses and acknowledge the light and dark of the making of a beautiful garden. They care. They have consciousness. Also, ladies and gentlemen, in Elk Ridge, Maryland, they have established the Tomb of the Unknown Pet. Dedicated the tomb some weeks ago. Every 4th of July, the president's dog, whoever it happens to be, will make an annual trek to the Tomb of the Unknown Pet and lay before it a tattered house slipper. This is like the Tomb of the Unknown Bowler in Milwaukee, where every 4th of July they place a six-pack at the tomb. In Washington, researchers at Harvard and the University of California at Davis announced in Washington they have, and this is going to irritate you animal rights update people to no end, human beings with no compassion, human beings evil-minded, have infected monkeys with the AIDS virus. For the first time, a man-made copy of the AIDS virus enabling them to better understand AIDS in humans. They have purposely spread the AIDS virus to some monkeys so that they can study it. Just thought you'd like to know. And finally, in Atlanta, Starlet O'Hara, 7-year-old female African elephant, has learned to paint watercolors. That's right, you people. The 7-year-old elephant has actually had her paintings, her artwork, displayed at the Atlanta Artists Club Gallery and at the zoo.
And life is worth living.
I haven't seen it, so I don't know if she did a picture of one elephant urinating into the mouth of another, like the Mapplethorpe exhibit features, but it's art. Elephants and watercolors art in America today. Gee. Talk about declining standards. WABC. Gratuitous gunfire. WABC Rush Limbaugh serving humanity simply by showing up 19 before 11. Be back in a minute.
Got a little free time next month? Good, because as of now, you're only 30 days from speaking a second language. 1 month from today, you could be speaking Spanish, French, Italian, German, or even Japanese without attending a single class.
I just don't feel...
The National Dynamic Audio Cassette Language Program promises results in the privacy of your home, car, or...
What mix them in, though?
Yeah, well, I have Diane as a great homeless.
San what?
Sandy.
That's 1-800... Well, you know, it could be. I mean,
San Diego.
San Diego.
San Diego. But that's good. And Charlie and Michael, these guys are regulars, so I feel more confident.
All right.
We're not taking as many calls anyway as we normally would, so I'd rather mix in more.
Seiko and Citizen watch and based on prices in six cities, all Sears fine jewelry is 25 to 70% below comparable values offered elsewhere. Sale in
No live?
No live in this break. Next one will be Gibraltar.
It's amazing.
People's champion, citizen of the year, distinguished service.
Now I got plenty of
Women's Network Award,
EIB Studio. Hello.
Marguerite Chandler.
Who's
who in the world? Peace Corps worker.
No, you must have the wrong number. This is not Macy's.
For the 80s. Marguerite Chandler is running.
I'm telling you, it's not Macy's. No, not the lingerie department at Macy's.
Owner, accountant, environmentalist, pro-choice. Marguerite Chandler knows that if we really get tough with spending,
they,
We can fund the war on drugs.
Okay.
Rebuild our schools.
Go ahead. What, bring me some of the others. Bring me the gal from Nashville, if you have it.
Military spend. Clean the air. Clean the water. Fight crime. Fund research on AIDS. Create affordable housing.
I'm Marguerite Chandler. Our dreams can be realized if we get tough
bring
with how we spend in
yeah,
Washington.
Bring him in.
Marguerite Chandler here. Running for Congress. Proudly paid for by Chandler for Congress Incorporated. Raymond Levinsky, Treasurer. Marguerite Chandler.
Romeo, Romeo, Romeo.
Picture with her chow. Hey, be careful how you react.
I know.
National television is in here.
Shakespeare and Company, the bookstore that commands an audience with well-versed salespeople and the widest selection of paperbacks and hardcovers, from bestsellers to classics to guidebooks. Standing room only, now showing.
Robert Mapplethorpe from Little Brown and Company. His images led to a proposed amendment to prevent national funding for immoral trash. Recently, Cincinnati officials charged an art museum with obscenity for mounting the same collection.
So far?
Robert Mapplethorpe. He died of AIDS in 1989, one of the most controversial photographers of the times. Little Brown brings you a collection of 130 of his photographs in one soft
copy. I bet they don't know they bought this show.
Private view.
Can't possibly
Robert
know that.
Mapplethorpe, you be the judge. Shakespeare and Company, two locations uptown at 2250
Broadway. Wow,
let me see
it. Don't just hold it out there.
Three stores from Zabar's, and in the Village at 716 Broadway and Washington Place. Shakespeare and Company, a literary classic.
Scrub it. Cue to the next one. That's too slow. I don't like the slow, but just cue right to the next one is great. I think it's Janet Jackson. Play some of the best bumper music in America. It should be there pretty quickly. Did you speed cue it? There we go. With talent, thank you, in abundance. More than I'll ever need on loan from God. Rush Limbaugh in New York, WABC News Talk Radio 770. Again, the phone numbers in New Jersey, 201-489-WABC, New York, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Connecticut, anywhere else, 212-563-WABC. Ladies and gentlemen, as many of you know, beginning on June 25th on this show and my national program as well, all women who call in order to get on the air must have a photo on file with this show. Now, many have again thought this is a sexist and tasteless thing to do, but as is the case with everything that I do, it has point. And the photos are rolling in here. They are really rolling in, and it's working exactly as we had planned. A couple of porno shots, which we're not going to mess with, but just to give you a typical, this is typical. This is a young lady who desperately wants to be on this program. And let me read what it says. What a hoot. Let's talk. She's from Nashville. She's a cross between Tina Louise and Marla Maples. And she will be on file. Just as typical of some of those who are registering themselves. Men don't have to do this. Now, again, you're wondering, why is he doing that? I've never heard anything like that. There's a reason behind it, and the payoff, of course, June 25th. Now back to the phones. Diane in San Diego, I'm glad you called. Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Okay. Listen, I was listening to your remarks on the homeless, and I know of a couple situations here. First of all, Mayor O'Connor went out and lived with the homeless for a week, you know, and found that a lot of people are choosing to be homeless because of their drugs they deal or they buy or whatever. And I know of a family here that they work during the winter months. They're on a horse ranch working now, and then they give up as soon as school lets out. They give up their home and they go on the homeless program. They get two kids, and they get $500 a week from the welfare department. They live in a tent free by the river, and they save their money so they can buy a new car or something. And I think it's ridiculous.
Well, you know, I get redundant on this, but this show is growing so fast, new people tuning in all the time, and I feel in some cases it's necessary to be redundant. Your story is not atypical. But it is, you got to be careful how you say that, because a lot of people, there's a woman, she doesn't care, she probably sleeps in her palatial estate every night with the air conditioning running, and so forth and so on. The simple fact of the matter is that the homeless advocacy in this country is, I think, based upon fraud. I mean, when you have the nation's number one homeless advocate, Mitch Snyder, proclaiming 45 homeless people die every minute, if you run the numbers, it's 23 million people a year. His own figure is 3 million a year, and then when they want to take a census, who burns the forms but Mitch Snyder? If this were genuine, he'd be out there wanting everybody counted, but he's trying to sequester them because he knows there's not 3 million. And this country hadn't run out of opportunity. We don't need to become accepting of the fact that we need a permanent underclass of homeless in this country that are there because of the failures of the Reagan administration's economic policies or housing policies, because surveys are going to show that a full 75% of these people have some kind of a substance or drug abuse problem, as your mayor found out and as a number of others find out. But the Hollywood left and a bunch of the homeless advocates have a wonderful vehicle to drive here toward criticism of a capitalist society, blaming achievers for the fact. It's like Cure AIDS Now is protesting outside the Washington summit locations, the Soviet embassy and the White House, claiming they want Gorbachev and Bush each to get rid of 1,000 missiles and take the $18 billion each that they'll save and spend it on AIDS research. Well, the obvious conclusion they're trying to convince you of is that if we hadn't spent those the money to build those 1,000 missiles, that we would have a cure for AIDS. And that if we just wouldn't be such a war-mongering country, we would have found a cure for AIDS and so forth. Nothing could be further from the truth. There's absolutely no linkage, and the homeless bunch do the same thing. They end up criticizing the peace efforts of our military industrial complex, and they attack the defense buildup and so forth. And of course, there is no linkage. Everybody knows that in most cases, AIDS is behaviorally spread. It doesn't matter whether you spend any money on it or not. The problem would have existed to the same degree now as it would have now as it does. And the homeless is the same situation, and there aren't that many, and the truth is coming out, and that's why some of the homeless advocates are beginning to panic with these outrageous numbers. Anyway, Diane, I'm glad you called, and I appreciate your information. East Flatbush, this is in Brooklyn. And Charlie, hello, you're on WABC.
Hi, Rush, C-SPAN, DOS Dittos, and Summit Meeting Bazooka Dodos for that masked lame brain news director.
The reason she was wise to keep the mask on, it seems.
Oh, yes, she had perfectly good reason to. Now, I called to expose Mario Cuomo and the general.
It is Cuomo. On this show, it is, well, the Reverend Jackson, when he pronounces his name, calls him Governor Cuomo.
Okay,
Governor. So you must say Governor Cuomo.
Okay, Governor Cuomo.
Cuomo.
And the General Dinkins, mm-hmm, as the best liberal Democrat liars of New York City. And why do I say that? But first, before I get to that, Russia, first I've got to tell you that you have neither peer nor limit in your quest for journalistic integrity, intellectual honesty, and historical perspective on your opinions of the facts that's going on in our world today.
Thank you.
Now, consider, I'm sure everyone in the country has seen both Mario's and the general's speeches on unity and how they all blame their education problems on Washington vis-a-vis the Republican administration and the reduced spending. And just today, the Gill Commission in New York, we had Mayor Koch had an independent Gill Commission by Commissioner Gill to investigate our educational system. And what he found out was it's filled with waste, corruption, patronage, and nepotism. And I had an opportunity last night to speak to Commissioner Gill on another program, and I asked him the question, was there any way that the Washington Republicans were in any way responsible for it? And he gave me a big no. Now, I find that surprising.
Well, that's another myth that is spreading throughout the land, especially in major states, big populations, California, New York, where there are so many students that are not doing well, that those in charge, we need more money, we gotta have more money. And you could ask yourself, you could probably add up the total amount of federal money spent to educate George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, James Madison, et al., and it probably wouldn't equal lunch money for one student today. Money does not equal education. It's like the war on drugs. We need to spend $8 billion to educate kids on drugs. And what are you going to tell them? Don't do it. Why does it cost a dime to say don't do drugs? Nancy Reagan said just say no. Oh, yeah, and they made fun of her, lampooned her and so forth. And yet now they want $8 billion to tell kids just to say no. Charlie, thanks for the call. Before we go to the break, I understand that my spies procured tape of the bonding between Raisa Gorbachev and First Dog Millie. This is at the state dinner last night.
Thank you.
That's a smart dog. It wasn't bought at all by that. We'll be back. Back in just a moment. Don't go away.
How would you like to get a new house or car courtesy of the United States government? You've heard people talking about the terrific deals found at government.
2 or 3 minute break.
At a recent this US is two and a one live.
Cars sold for as low as $25. At another government auction, many cars sold for under
$100. Oh, she did? Is this it?
Several state government agencies.
Oh!
They've got cars.
Do you see this? Yes, picture of Kirsten King?
Do you need a car?
Who's that?
She's the one out in Temecula, California, who wrote this hot pink letter complaining and moaning about the photo. But so I called her back and told her, now she sent her photo in.
Good? Nice? Pretty girl?
She wants yours?
Are you surprised at the photo? About government
auctions. No, no, she's gorgeous. She's beautiful.
Call 1-800-822-2470. That's 1-800-822-2470. Call now and find out where you can get the best deals. 1-800-822-2470. 1-800-822-2470.
1969.
This is incredible. See, this is what you call, turning a positive into a negative. Just pay a little attention.
That's her, huh?
That's her.
And the pictures are really cleaned up. We haven't gotten any new chat.
Yeah, because, yeah, that was getting out of hand. But here's her husband.
Nice guy.
Here, let me give you this back.
As a freeholder, so what are you going to do? Rod Greenhuizen's work secured
the first AAA. Come here, let's look at some pictures.
In the state assembly, Rod Frelinghuysen was a point man for the Tom Kane programs that brought pride to our state. Now, Rod Frelinghuysen is running for Congress.
Excuse me a moment, just still getting over a cold.
In Washington, Rod Frelinghuysen, the veteran, public servant, the
fiscal conservative,
the Republican for Congress. Rod Frelinghuysen, the experience to do the job and the integrity.
Now, word from Gibraltar Securities on collateralized mortgage obligation bonds. CMOs are a relatively new investment vehicle designed for investors not traditionally involved in the mortgage market. If you thought you knew a good deal about this type of investment from your own experience, you can still learn a lot more about it from this booklet. It's published by your good friends at Gibraltar Securities, and they'll send it to you free. If you call 1-800-322-3240 right now, the free CMO booklet explains how they can help you invest in a way to secure more of your future and provide you with monthly payments. The booklet's easy to understand, and it'll help you decide if this type of investment is what you've been looking for. So call for one today. It's free, and Gibraltar Securities will send it to you. If you call 800-322-3240, call them now. The representatives are waiting to assist you. 800-322-3240. Remember, Gibraltar has your interest in mind. Member NASD SIPC. Your guiding light through times of trouble, confusion, murkiness, and despair. Rush Limbaugh, a man whom thousands of women hope and pray their daughters will marry. In New York on WABC, News Talk Radio 770. Back to the phones, Ray on Staten Island. Hello.
Yes, good morning, Rush. Multitudinous dittos and one major monster dodo.
I better explain that. The dodo is, see, Kathleen Maloney, the woman with the mask in here earlier, is our news director and is she is a lib in all caps. And when ditto means I love you, I love this show, it's the best thing I've ever heard. Dodo means they don't like her. That's what that means. So, Ray, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Well, I want to talk about this Long Island Railroad deal.
You mean the homeless news?
Yes. Yeah.
Hang on just a second, Ray. We'll let you do the homeless update. Listener homeless update. Hang on, Ray. Don't do it until I give you the cue, okay?
Okay.
All right. Clarence Frogman Henry from New Orleans. Everybody loves this song. All right, Ray, tell us what you think of the ban on homeless at the Long Island Railroad and in Penn Station.
Okay, well, first of all, what we've been told is not the truth. And what I heard on your station earlier today in the news was not the truth. What I heard was that the homeless will have to find a new place to go. And in a New York Daily newspaper this morning, the headline says, Long Island Railroad to roust homeless from Penn Station.
Mm-hmm.
And in a little box right beneath it, a quote from Peter Smith says, where are the homeless supposed to go? And we get the impression from these reports that the homeless have been faced with this impossible problem and that we're heartless, stockholding Republicans. But if we look at the third paragraph in the story, we find that the crackdown will be accompanied by a week of intensive outreach in Penn Station by social service workers, doctors, drug and alcohol counselors, and mental health experts who will offer them alternatives. And if they don't take these alternatives and volunteer to be homeless, then they will be ejected. The story is not that we're being heartless and throwing these people out. The story is that we're doing something for them.
All right. Now, here's what the important point of this is. This man is calling because he knows this show is going to the nation today, and he knows that this city has its share of criticism, and he thinks it's unfair about some of the social problems that exist here. And in truth, he's right. What is going on with the rousting of... You see, it ought to be that the subways and the train stations are for people who pay their way to ride. This, you know, people are not down there for the fun of it. This is not Coney Island, and it's not an amusement park. People are getting to and from work, and they have every right when they're paying for it to have it clean and unobstructed and to not be harassed by panhandlers. Interestingly enough, it was a New York federal judge, Leonard Sand, who pronounced begging a First Amendment constitutional right. That's been overturned. And the fact is that they are going to attempt to rehabilitate these people, and if it doesn't work, then they're on their own. Thanks, Ray, for the call. Appreciate it.
I ain't got a mother. I ain't got a border. I ain't got a sister. Not even a brother. I'm a lonely crow.
WABC, New York. It's 11 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm Gary Nahn. Facing unification, the Soviet position on merging the Germanies seems to be coming into focus. Report from ABC's John McQuarrie at the U.S. State Department.
According to American officials, there have not been dramatic new proposals by the Soviets on how to deal with a united Germany. In fact, said one U.S. official, Gorbachev is saying very little
what is,
beyond what Foreign
what is
Minister Shevard
two? What
Nazi
is that about?
Has been laying
Don't
out for
names,
the last month.
What's it about?
Germany's membership in NATO is still not acceptable to Moscow.
Yeah.
But the Soviets have not proposed anything that the U.S. side regards as acceptable alternatives. As for Gorbachev's comment that Shevardnadze and Secretary of State Baker were going to hold intensive meetings on the new ideas related to Germany, U.S. officials say no such meeting.
It was in good fun.
John McQuarrie, ABC News, the State Department.
But that's, well, you mentioned her. You thanked her.
Yeah,
I've mentioned her twice.
From Congress indicated
give my love to Rush.
Not want a unified Germany to be part of NATO through a
transformation.
Do you feel that we are being squeezed out, that we are, that Russia is being
so far so good
on us, or unilateral advantage from the other side? Well, it's that is something that there is more than just will cause concern. No one can really scare us or scare you. We should fear ourselves.
And Gorbachev asks
for
Russian
really
leaders who have been reluctant to grant him trade privileges for their help, and he says he will not beg for concessions. Gorbachev is scheduled to
I'm going to Cape Girardeau. There's that benefit.
Meeting this afternoon.
I'm doing
more news after this.
When you buy most things, you don't get any of your money back. Well, here's all the money for my new house.
Great. Here are your keys.
Good. We have probably like 40 or 50 pictures.
Well, yeah.
You're new to the real estate game, aren't you?
4 or 5 days
in America. Whirlpool's real American cash back sale, you will get cash back.
Rush, this is the dumbest idea you've ever had. She's frowning. It's a picture of her with Bush. This is not a dumb idea. I'm telling you. You people out there who don't like this picture, but if you just. It's already working, and that's the only clue I'm going to give you. It's already working. Everything I do has a point to be made.
Especially from this woman, who was anti.
There's one smaller than her chow.
She's smaller than her chow.
She's smaller than her chow.
That's positive. So see your participation.
Aw, now that one with her little child.
Right.
See, wholesome stuff is coming in. That's right.
However,
should we show them?
Well, here's my personal favorite. This is okay. You can stream this.
I want. You have the dancer in there. There it is.
Can we show the dance? No, this isn't the dance. She was from,
Here we have, you know, this is Alan Cranston's first wife.
2,200 Marines are aboard. Can we show this? Several civilian
airlines have canceled flights. Alan Cranston's first one.
What? We can't show this. More difficult for American
civilians and non-essential. I don't. I think we probably ought to respect C-SPAN's. What we know them to be and not. But I mean, some. They're not porno. We come around. You can look at it. We just won't show it. Yeah, that's because we don't want to tease you. Let me have that one.
You can't.
No.
Show him.
Yeah, here.
Get a load of this.
Now she's from Utah, from Salt Lake City. She's a dancer.
The hangar where it
can
be torn
down. Can you tell? You ever seen blue jeans as stockings held up by garden?
Can I show them the other one from California that we definitely can't show?
Oh yeah, show them. But keep it. Away from the camera. Tell
Senora.
Make sure you tell Mr. Lamb that we are respecting C-SPAN.
We've opened up a dialogue about feminism in the
90s. Talk about a full house.
This, by the way, is Mario Snerdly, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi, everybody.
Official screener of calls.
Can we?
There you go.
50,000
shares.
This is
86.
Not much good.
Oh, no, I forgot the biggest animal rights business.
Oh, we do it again?
No, we'll do it as an environmental update. We don't have any environmental team, but.
And they sent those pictures to me?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Well, see, what we're...
Isn't that beautiful?
Oh, I'm wrong. Hold on.
What we're doing is...
You have 1 minute.
Here's what happened. One day I got a letter from a woman with a picture in it who was mad because he had demanded that she promised to send a picture before he'd put her on the air. And she thought I should know. Oh, how can you do that? I mean, we have higher standards than that. I think it was a great idea because she was a gorgeous woman. She was very attractive. And so the idea now, we want to file any woman who goes on the air. We're giving them a month. After June 25th, they've got to have a photo on file.
History repeating itself. Accurate top the customer satisfaction. I will cue you digitally. In a row. As you using my digital.
Ain't got no home.
Because their owners have just.
I'm a lonely frog. Ain't got no home.
The most satisfying cars in America for the third year in a row. So for those critics who consider the success of.
How are you today, Wiley?
Tip-top. Beginner's luck. 10 seconds. We've impressed the most difficult.
Everything you know is beautiful.
Everything is beautiful.
Precision crafted performance.
In its own way.
Good morning, everyone. It's 11:06 on WABC. School's out in Yonkers today because the teachers are walking the picket parade. 1,500 teachers, being joined by other workers in the school, have taken a walk because the school board is reneging on its deal. They've been waiting for promised pay raises the teachers have in their contract for a year now, and they're tired of waiting. Yonkers officials are going to court today to try to stop the walkout. The new president of the Transit Authority has had a meeting today with city council members, and boy, oh boy, is he in trouble. Has troubles, that's for sure, and here's WABC's Bob Capers.
Our newest TA Ramrod, Alan Keeper, says surveys and opinion polls show passenger recognition of improved cleanliness and reliability, but serious problems and deficiencies, his words, continue to plague the system. Rising crime, a shortage of transit cops, quality of life lapses, fare evasion, the list seems endless. Keeper cites a lot of long-term goals, which to a great extent calls for more money, up against a projected TA deficit of $170 million. From City Hall, Bob Capers, WABC News.
Thank you, Bob. Teenagers looking for jobs in New Jersey are having a tougher time this year finding one. State labor officials say it shouldn't be that way. The best hunting grounds are along the shore, where seasonal jobs open up, at fast food restaurants, amusement parks, and local recreation programs. About 30 students protesting tuition increases have taken over the seventh floor of Manhattan Community College today. It's a sit-in. The occupation of the John Jay College of Law Administration Building continues, meanwhile, by a few dozen protesting students for the same reason. Education is getting more expensive, and they don't like it. Michael Briscoe is going to jail for a year. He's one of the young blacks charged in last year's famous Central Park wilding case. He pleaded guilty to an assault by the gang of teenagers on a male jogger that night. He is not charged in the brutal gang rape and near killing of a woman jogger in the park. He may testify against those who were. That has not yet been negotiated. Finally, Bart Simpson, the cartoon character, is banned in Watertown, New York. Students in the Watertown School District have been told they may not wear T-shirts with Bart on them anymore. The T-shirts have educators going crossways because of the loser messages that they push. One says, underachiever, and proud of it. The other one says, I'm Bart Simpson, who the hell are you? Weather forecast, sunshine and warm today, highs around 85 degrees, clear and mild tonight with lows of 65. Saturday, sunshine in the morning, some clouds moving in the afternoon, highs of 85 again. Then Sunday, we may get rained on in the afternoon, otherwise it'll be variably cloudy. High temperatures in the 80s. At the moment, 71 degrees and the skies are sunny. I'm Harley Carnes, WABC News, along with Rush Limbaugh.
Elements of the animal rights update. But I don't think I should play the song again. It's too long. I'll just throw them in. But we are going to do another General Dinkins update. Unity theme. Greetings once again, ladies and gentlemen, all across the fruited plain. Welcome back. WABC News Talk Radio 770 in New York. Rush Limbaugh with yet another excursion into broadcast excellence. Even though the lines are jammed, and they always are, the phone numbers to reach us, 201-489-WABC. That's for New Jersey residents. From anywhere else, dial 212-563-WABC. I committed an egregious error. I did an animal rights update in the last hour, and I left out two of the most important elements. I knew I had a lot of animal rights news, and I left out two of the biggies.
So do another one.
Well, I don't want to take all the time with the song. You know, we got to move on here. We had a lot of people on the phones, and you know me. Sometimes I could
important.
Do this show without one call, but that wouldn't be right. We're inviting people to call. And
this is this is what the phone bank looks like for your national show, huh?
Every day,
completely
every day. What are we looking at here? About 15 or 20 lines? Easy.
Yeah.
Easy. Idaho Falls, Idaho. As you know, there's a major controversy out in the Great Northwest over the spotted owl. And President Bush has issued a command, save the owl and save jobs. I don't believe the northern spotted owl is an endangered species, and that will be decided by the Interior Department, Fish and Game or something, on June 23rd. What are you frowning at it? You know, it's just a bunch of wacko leftist environmentalists who are continuing their assault on capitalist America by trying to do two things, put the timber business out of business and take away from people private property.
Rush doesn't care about the spotted owl.
I do care about the spotted owl, but look, follow me on this. Follow me on this. This is it. Hey, do you believe in evolution? Proudly, affirmatively, shaking your head. Do you also believe then that we, the human species, have evolved far beyond any other? Oh, come on, that's not deniable.
Sometimes there's question.
We have female logic in there again, which I have trouble with. Should it not be the case that, for example, the spotted owl has probably evolved beyond other creatures, and other creatures, therefore, are at a natural disadvantage, and the spotted owl devours them? Eats them. Now, if the spotted owl cannot adapt to our superior evolution, isn't that nature? We bear the responsibility. We can't stop all species from going extinct. But the spotted owl is nowhere near going extinct anyway. But you're getting me sidetracked with your frowns in there. The bottom line is this. The Interior, and this is going to anger the environmentalists. You watch this. You want to find out whether I'm right about this. The environmentalist bunch, Earth First and All, will not like this. This is what politics is made of. This is a fair and proper compromise. The environmentalists will not support this. The Interior Department will probably advocate the captive breeding of spotted owls to save the species. In other words, they're going to go in there and they're going to round them up and they're going to put them somewhere, let them breed, and at the same time allow the timber industry to continue to cut down and replant trees. Is that not a fair compromise?
The owl doesn't get hurt. It breeds in captivity. And the timber industry, you watch, the environmentalists are going to be mad as hell about this.
And rightly so.
Why?
Because there you're robbing you it, robbing those poor spotted owls.
We are not robbing them of
their opportunity to live in their natural environment.
No, we are not robbing them of their opportunity to live
in
their natural
zoos
environment.
So they can survive.
Many animals. Look, they've just put an elephant in the Atlanta Zoo, and now it's an artist. Read it. Read it.
What do they do? Let it step in paint?
Yes, it's watercolors.
Naturally.
Read it. Starlet O'Hara, 7-year-old elephant.
Mm-hmm. A female African elephant. No wonder. It is artistic.
Yes. Now, what is the second animal? Where is the second one? I had it right here. Oh, Sacramento, California. Sue, you'll love this. A man convicted of shooting to death a police dog that had caught him during a chase has been sentenced to 11 years and 8 months.
You don't get in New York for shooting a person?
No. If it's a first offense, they let you walk in New York if you shoot a police dog. 11 years.
Police dog was just doing what he naturally does.
11 years. I mean, look. See, this is a problem because people say, this guy must hate animals. Oh, hate animals.
It sounds like it.
No. What do you call your wife, Harley, other than her name? Do you have a term of endearment?
Yeah, a variety of things, usually something like honey.
Yeah, well, you're in a top percentage. 26.4% of people call their loved ones honey.
Mm-hmm.
His or her name is next, 6%. Baby, 5.4%. Sweetheart, 4.7%. And dear, 4.7%. I think it's all phony.
Doodles. No, I've never called her doodles in my life.
Ooh. This from the Cincinnati Inquirer. Cincinnati police have arrested an Ohio State University professor on disorderly conduct charges. He covered parts of the Tyler Davidson fountain on Fountain Square in Cincinnati with a diaper and a bikini. It's a nude statue. Michael David Shapiro, 41, an assistant math professor, was arrested with a ladder in his hands at 5:20 p.m. It was a protest over censorship and the Robert Mapplethorpe exhibit. Isn't it amazing?
But why did they arrest him? What did they charge him with?
I told you that.
I know, but I didn't pay
attention. Disorderly conduct.
Sounded like he was being very orderly.
What? I mean, stop and think of this. In the museum, see, this is, if in the museum, you can have those 7 photos, one man urinating into the mouth of another, all kinds of just horrible stuff, and it's called art. You can't criticize it because an artist did it. That's why this is now art. I am an artist. And therefore, I'm unassailable. Now a guy sees
too.
a nude statue, puts a diaper and a bikini on it, and he's guilty of disorderly conduct. And guess what? The eldest son of Governor Franklin Delano Cuomo, Andrew Cuomo. You may be wondering, why am I saying Cuomo? Because that's how the Reverend Jackson pronounces his name, Cuomo.
Talking about Governor Cuomo here.
Is getting married, having a bachelor party tonight in New York. John Kennedy Jr. is busy studying his speech.
Probably on a beach.
Toast that he will give.
Or a yacht.
And I wonder if they've gotten any advice from Senator Edward Kennedy on how to have fun at this party.
He could tell them.
I bet nobody's... never mind. New York City, our next call. Michael, hello. Thanks for waiting. You're on WABC.
Hi, Rush.
Michael.
First, let me say I am honored and indeed happy to have waited an hour and a quarter because I regard, and I mean this in all sincerity, I regard speaking to you in much the same sense as if I were speaking to a person of the caliber of Daniel Webster or Alexander Hamilton, and I mean this genuinely and sincerely.
Thank you, Michael, very much. Whoa. I appreciate that.
I am deeply... disappointed that the Republican convention in New York nominated the other day as their candidate for governor, Pierre N. Frey, not only because of his lack of experience, but you see, I myself being a religious Orthodox Jew, it is a fundamental tenet of my religion that government and our leaders must uphold traditional moral values, chief of which is the sanctity of innocent unborn life within the womb.
I was hoping somebody would bring this up today.
Oh, yes, and I would like to ask you a question,
now,
if I may.
Yeah.
Governor Cuomo, or whatever you may call it, has been telling many of our religious leaders, our chief Orthodox rabbis and clergymen of other faiths, that he is very, very strongly pro-family, anti-abortion, that he is the embodiment, in effect, of old-world conservative Italian Catholicity. And my question to you is this. Do you believe that Cuomo, because of his deep religious convictions, as he says, is the man for religious and moral Jews, as well as Christians, to support for governor and possibly for president?
Well, you've got so many questions in there, Michael, and I really want to address them all. And unfortunately, I can't do it in the context of your call because we have to go to downtown. We're going to have the sentencing coming up of Robert Golub, who has been convicted of murdering Kelly Ann Tinius in his home. Mike Graham is on the scene. Michael, we will have a comment for you when we get back. Mike?
Yes, Rush. Judge Marvin Goodman has sentenced Robert Golub to the maximum, 25 years to life, for the second-degree murder of Kelly Ann Tinius. The judge called it an atrocious act. He said there was no dictionary that contains sufficient words to describe the acts in this murder. In all of his 17 years, he's never seen anything like it. Throughout the trial, Robert Golub maintained his innocence, and during a lengthy speech, he told the judge, "I did not kill Kelly Ann Tinius. Maybe there is a person in here that did this, but it wasn't me." So Robert Golub will be going to jail for 25 years to life. The judge says he will recommend to the parole board that Golub not be out for the minimum of 25 years, so he gets the maximum 25 years to life.
Say, Mike, I have a question for you,
mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna ask you to give me your opinion, if you don't mind.
Sure.
You heard Golub's statement?
Right.
We heard that it was going to be fairly long and impassioned. Was it long and impassioned, and did you believe him?
It was certainly long. His voice throughout the speech was quivering. He was crying lightly. He went through details of the case from the very first day in which this case broke and there was a murder, and he described that he was not aware of what happened, and then he described the process of the police reporting and the interviews that he had and the unfairness of which he described the trial, in which he also said that the judge was being very unfair to his witnesses, to the defense witnesses, and to the defense attorney.
So, did you believe him?
Well, I would.
I know I'm putting you on the spot, and I'm not trying to corner you. I've often wondered about this when people who have just been sentenced to the max after being convicted of such a horrible crime make a statement. You know, our judicial system is based upon the fact we go as far out of the way as we can to make sure we don't convict an innocent person. In other words, you think he's lying? Is he a good liar, or do you think he was really speaking from his heart about this?
Well, let me just say something about the public reaction. There were 4,331 signatures, petitions, form letters, written letters, letters to the judge. He said he read them all. Most of them called for the maximum. Now, during the Golub speech, he, again, was very nervous, and it could have been the nervousness of his realization that he's going to be going to jail for a long time. Personally, I believe he did kill Kelly Ann Tinius. From watching the trial, looking at the evidence, and seeing this man, Robert Golub, from over a year ago, I do believe from the evidence and from the speech he just made that he is the person.
Mike, thanks very much for the report. Appreciate
okay.
it. 21 past 11. He's out on Long Island. For those of right. you around the country, Robert Golub is 22, 23.
About that.
Referenced in the news constantly as an unemployed weightlifter. And he's a very short and stocky person. Kelly Ann Tinius was 13, not next-door neighbor, but a couple houses down, and was brutally murdered and savagely dismembered in the process. About 9 months ago?
They found, right, and it's maybe a year ago now.
Yeah.
And he, you know, they found her body in his basement and bloody clothing and...
Right,
and,
the neighborhood is
absolutely
just...
Absolutely disgusting.
The neighborhood is totally in disarray now because the
well,
parents...
Well, the Golubs live there.
Yeah,
they don't
live
want
there
to move
house.
Away.
They don't want to move away, and they're maintaining the innocence of their son. And this came up... The other day, during the Mondello trial, by the way, have you heard Stephen Murphy quit the Mondello case? He hadn't been paid. He agreed to a $75,000 flat fee. He's got $1,500, and he's walking. He's going to ask the judge today for permission to walk.
$1,500 is a long way from $75,000.
Right. Anyway, the Joey Fama trial, the parents finally, at the end of the trial, erupted. And it has been part of the conclusion of most in New York that FAMA pulled the trigger. That's just what we have been told, and it's been testified to by enough people that it's been believed. And the question came up of parents. A guy called here one day and said, if my son had done that to either Kelly Antinous or to Yusuf Hawkins, he wouldn't have had to go to court to get his punishment. I'd have handled it for him. And I said, wait a minute, how many parents do that? It's not at all what happens. Most parents, their child is convicted of or accused of something, go as far out of the way as they can to get the get the acquittal. That natural parental bond. Anyway, we have to make some comments about our previous call because it's relevant not only here in New York but nationally as to what the Republican Party is going to do about abortion. The Republican Party here in New York has put an abortion rights plank in its platform. It's the first, I think, the first in the country to have done it. And I tell you, you know, that this issue really cuts to what politics is. Let's say that you are a pro-life person, you're running for office. What's the idea when you're running for office? The idea is to get elected. So should you downplay, if it's going to hurt you, your pro-life position, perhaps even change it if you can do so in advance of the campaign beginning, so as to take that weapon away, and in other words, be fraudulent about your belief in order to win the election and get elected, and then after you get into office, go ahead and start working on your policies? Or should you come to the people upfront and honest and guaranteed to lose if you're pro-life right now in this country, in most states, not all, but in most states? In California, it's, you know, if pro-life people become single issue when they vote and they shoot themselves in the foot. It happened in New Jersey. Jim Corter was a Republican conservative, pro-life, saw the reaction of voters to other pro-life candidates. So in the middle of the campaign, he changed his tune and went pro-choice and went even further. And what happened was that people who are pro-life and don't care about anything else, otherwise conservative people who don't believe in high taxes, who don't believe in gun control, who don't believe in a large government controlling every aspect of your lives, nevertheless forgot all that and voted for the pro-choice guy simply because it's become such a rallying around issue. And now they voted for the guy who was pro-choice because of that, and look what he's done. Taxes in New Jersey are skyrocketing, rivaling New York's. They have passed one of the most stringent gun control bills in the nation, and they'll call this show, Rush, what have I done? What have I done? That's what happened. You vote. I mean, your abortion rights not even threatened. It's still the law of the land. You wasted a vote on pro-life versus pro-choice. And it comes a point where the Republicans are going to have to cut their losses on this. I remember in California, and we're going to the break soon, in California, the Senate race in 1986, Alan Cranston was on the ropes. Ed Schau, a moderate Republican from the Bay Area, was that close, was literally that close. He was pro-choice. And what happened? The pro-life Republicans sat it out. They didn't vote for anybody, and he lost by that amount. It was that close. And the pro-life people out there shot themselves in the foot because what they needed to overturn Roe versus Wade was conservative Republicans on the Supreme Court and therefore needed to hold on to the Senate. And they could have had a Republican senator who probably would have voted for Reagan on a Bork nomination, would have voted for Bork, and instead didn't. So they lost a seat on the court, ostensibly, simply because of sitting out an election. It's a terrible... people have to really start thinking about this. It's a shame it's become a political issue.
Now, Rush, it sounds like you're saying two things, though. On the one hand, it makes good sense to lie to get elected.
No, and I didn't say that.
No,
I said,
you didn't.
No,
I mean,
this is something they're going to have to... Well, you know a lot of politicians do that. And
of course
this
they do.
Issue, I
George Bush probably did it.
On many things.
Yes. But it's okay.
He didn't lie. I don't want to say that.
I understand.
I don't want to. I really, you know, but the idea is to win the election.
Of course.
I'm not saying two different
things.
If you
don't win, you can't do anything. It's
exactly.
True.
It's true. Anyway, and mandates are another thing. If you got to run on something so that when you get elected, there's something they expect you to do. That was Reagan's problem in the second term. Anyway. Way out of time. See, we need this show to be 4 hours long. We've barely scratched the surface. Back in just a moment.
Want high money market rates without the risk? Invest in United Jersey's
insured high-yield money market fund. I don't know about not out of business necessarily, but a TV show coming
without risking a dime. I don't know. You know, I have never yet enjoyed a television experience, even as a guest. Well, yeah, but this is televising what I do. Everybody says on television it's put me in a situation that's not really what I do. Anyway, it was a great newscast.
and you can access your money through ATMs or withdrawal slips. You are the advantage of a risk-free investment with a big return and high money market rates. You want United.
Now, is that Garfield what?
New Jersey.
282 Bank for more information. Remember, rates can change weekly, so call now. 1-800-282-BANK and get the rate without the risk at United Jersey, the fast-moving bank.
Attention bargain hunters! Today and tomorrow only, it's a once-in-a-lifetime chance to save thousands at Autoline's lot damage sale. Hundreds of new cars and trucks at Autoline are slightly damaged. Strikes, gutted, and Autoline is selling off these damaged
Indian
vehicles
at tremendous sales.
Which Indian?
Not
Native
Indian?
Indian or?
Who says,
how?
Oh, I have to talk to you. I have to ask you a question about the delay. I said, yes. The delay on the show. I said, well, you watch it on television? Oh, yes. Yeah, I thought it was going up on the satellite coming down. Oh, no. Radio delay. Your radio station is very much behind. I said, oh, well, that's our on the air delay. Oh, you have to take it off. I said, no, I'm sorry. We can't do it. Oh, no, it's destroying it for me. You must take it off. It's very bad. So I said, yeah, buddy, and what are you going to say when we get on the air with that delay?
And you can save thousands even on the Hyundai Camry, Dodge Caravan.
Now they have my number too.
Four Explorers, to name a few. All new vehicles run fine and have full power. And will be sold for big savings.
My friends, I'm holding something here in my formerly nicotine-stained fingers I don't even need. It's copy for the next commercial. It's the first copy we ever used back in December of 1988 for the Conservative Chronicle. It's a Christmas. This is, what do you get the Conservative on your Christmas list? The only reason I use this is because I'm keeping track of how many days left we have on the Ted Danson Doomsday Countdown calendar and the proper phone number. The Conservative Chronicle has been a charter advertiser of this broadcast, and they are responsible for hundreds of thousands of Americans now reading perhaps one of the finest publications available to conservatives or anybody else who wants to understand what conservatism is. The Conservative Chronicle is a 32-page weekly tabloid, and it comes out every week. It costs $36, and it features some of the finest American writers today. William Buckley, George Will, Pat Buchanan, William Sapphire, The New York Times, Thomas Sowell, a fabulous writer from the Hoover Institute out in California on the campus of Stanford University. And each issue is categorized by topic. So if you keep these things, you'll be building a conservative database that you can go back and check by topic. You don't have to remember who wrote what. If you want to look at something on Gorbachev, something, you simply look on the cover, and there will be Gorbachev and every reference in that particular issue. $36 for a whole year. The number to call is 800-888-3039. Call now, 800-888-3039. WABC, Rush Limbaugh executing everything I'm supposed to do and more flawlessly. Zero mistakes, 29 before noon. Matt in Rochester, New York. Hello.
Hello, Rush. Good morning.
How are you?
I'm just great. It's great to see you as I speak to you.
Thanks for calling, sir.
Wonderful. I just wanted to give you an update this morning just to warn you that there's someone gunning for you here in Rochester.
What's new?
Well, somebody new. See, it's the co-host to Beth Adams, mm-hmm. Mr. Brian Simic. See, he seems very concerned about your intentions toward the lovely Beth.
You know, here's what Beth Adams co-hosts my national show, folks, is heard in Rochester on WHAM, Wham. And last Friday night I was in town and made a speech, and Beth was there, and I met her, and I thought Beth was, she was one of the nicest women in the world to me, and she's attractive. And I just mentioned that on the show today. So now this guy's worried, huh?
Well, she stood up to him and said, look, you're not my father, you're not my brother, just back off, mister. And I thought that was great. But to tell you the truth, see, they've been really ribbing her for the last several days here on the local program, and I really think, just from the way her reaction is, I think she's smitten, Rush, which is not surprising.
Now. If she is, she won't be now, since you've just mentioned it to the people of America.
Well, that's okay. She seems like she could handle it. Listen, if you could just indulge me for one more moment.
Sure.
Something else that brought up a previous caller there when you were talking about the situation with Mario Cuomo,
mm-hmm.
and his position on the abortion issue and other things.
Right.
And, you know, he reminds me, and I know you don't like these kind of references on your show, but I'm going to use it anyway because it reminds me of another historical governor, and that's Pontius Pilate, because he was also a governor that had his beliefs, and I don't know if you remember the story, but he said, boy, I don't find anything wrong with this man, and yet
he was afraid to stand up to the people at the time, and you know what happened, so I don't have to go in the whole detail.
Cuomo
strikes me the same way.
Well, Cuomo is actually, in a political sense, very brilliant, and he is wearing the liberal Democrat sleeve along with his Catholic sleeve well. I mean, he's got them very well. Here's how he gets out of his abortion dilemma, because you see the Catholic Church, which he very much wants to follow and be a member of and not disappoint, is very much pro-life. Governor Cuomo, however, as a politician, must also be true to his constituents and must pander to them on occasion, and among those constituents are the pro-choice crowd, the Now Gang, and the militant feminazis that make it up. And Governor Cuomo says this: I am personally opposed to abortion. Catholic Church goes, but I do not feel that I have the right to impose my religious views on people. And the politicians go, separation of church and state, way to go, Mario. Now, the problem with that is that you could say, Governor, you don't think you should impose your moral views or your religious views, but you have no problem imposing your views on taxes or your views on spending or your views on capital punishment on the rest of us. Why not be a leader if you think abortion is personally wrong? I mean, he's brilliant, folks. He is pro-choice and gets credit for being pro-life at the same time. He's one of the few that can pull it off. Catholic Church is giving him some trouble about it, but he has pulled it off. He's not suffering at all. Myra in Garfield, New Jersey, you're next on WABC. I'm glad you waited.
Hi, Rush.
How are you?
Great. How are you?
Fine. Couldn't be better.
Good. I'm watching you on TV. You look great.
Thank you.
You're cute.
See, I told you when you could see my face doing this show that you see I'm just a harmless, lovable little fuzzball.
Oh, yes, you are. You are absolutely adorable. I also like to say how cute Tony is.
Yes, he is, Myra. Hey, Kiki, come in here for a second. The national show is not going to be televised. I want to show the people who listen to the national show, Kiki De La Garza. Come on over here, Keeks. Come on in. How are you?
Good.
This is Kiki.
Hi, Kiki.
Thank
Can
you.
Can I say hi to my boys at home?
Sure. Go ahead.
Hi, Kevin and Ian.
There you go. All right. Now, Myra, I appreciate your kindness. Thanks, Keeks, for coming in. What? My pleasure. What's on your mind?
Well, I like to, I listen to your show a lot, and I just wanted to tell you how I love your show. I really enjoy it. I mean, I'll listen to something serious, which I like to listen to, and then I'll listen to you, and you'll come up with something real funny, and you know, you just totally make my day by saying something totally outrageous and funny, and you know, I just love it. I love your show. I really do. I enjoy it. I also like to tell you, I work for Pizza Hut up in Lodi, New Jersey. And
yeah.
I'd like to invite you and Tony to come and visit me.
The Pizza Hut, eh?
Yeah.
Well, be glad to come up and see you.
Yeah.
We'll get a car and head up.
Okay.
Hey, look, Myra, thanks very much for calling. I appreciate your kind words. By the way, let's get some demographic. We always do this with the women. How old are you, Myra?
I'm 28.
Are you married?
No.
Have you been?
No.
Children?
No.
Trick question. Okay. Thanks for calling.
Okay. I love you a lot.
Thank you. Have a good
day.
Take care.
Bye.
Cliffside Park. Are we in New Jersey again? Cliffside Park. And hi, Bobby. You're up next. Hi.
Ditto, 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 ditto.
Thank you so much.
Looking terrific. I'm calling you because I need help.
Okay? Need you to speak up, Bobby. We got a screwy line here. If you could give us as much modulation as possible.
Okay. I said, I need your help.
You have it.
We need your help.
You have it.
I'm an enumerator for the United States Census Bureau.
Hold on. For those of you in Hoboken, that means she's counting the people who live here.
Oh, it sounds more impressive when you say enumerator.
I know, but we want to communicate here. We want to be understood.
You're right. Anyhow, I've been doing it for a few weeks now, and it's amazing how uncooperative the people are, you know.
Well, you know why? Look, everybody is really worried about invasion of privacy, and look what happened in Iowa. A Census Bureau knocks on the door. He's let in, and the guy who let him in is smoking marijuana. And the Census Bureau happened to tell somebody that.
Wow. Well, you know, they don't want to tell their ages. They don't want to tell you whether they own an apartment. They don't want to tell you their, you know, anything. And I just thought if they realized how important it was, because if they don't, the state loses money. You lose a representative. It's for transportation, it's for housing, and if the state loses the money, we only get taxed more.
Mm-hmm.
So if you could just encourage people to just get, it doesn't even take 5 minutes to answer the questions, you know, and it would be so helpful. So I would really appreciate it if you would tell the people to do their duty.
All right. Bobby, I'll endeavor to do so. I have not gotten on the census activist bandwagon, but I will, because you do make a good point. Although, selfishly, it'd be great to lose some representatives from New York. Just kidding. Peace update. Slim Whitman sings.
When the sun shines on the mountain and the night is on the run, it's a new
WABC, this is Una Paloma Blanca, one white dove, symbol of peace.
I can feel the morning sunlight. I can smell the new moon.
Let's hit Berkeley.
I can hear God's voices call.
Let's hit Harvard. Let's hit Yale. Yale escapes. We admit. Ah. Just kidding, of course, folks. Don't take it too seriously here. We don't really want to blow up those institutions. Oh, yes, they can, Slim, and you might never, ever know it. Now, what's going on, ladies and gentlemen, here in Washington, D.C.? Mikhail Gorbachev, savior of the planet, the man in whom we should invest everything. He can save the environment. He can save the homeless. He can save us from nuclear destruction. He can save everything. Oh, no, my table-pounding habit is back. I've been taking pills to break the habit. There's no table-pounding rehab centers. In Stockholm, Sweden, it has been discovered that China has conducted its first nuclear weapons test in nearly 2 years. Oh, no!
Oh, we're gonna die! The Chinese Tiananmen Square nuclear weapons! Oh, no! No, let's get Gorbachev, We need to get the Chinese out of it. No.
We must, my friends, save this planet from the Chinese who are detonating bombs. Send little mayors over there to say, please don't do it. Please don't blow us up. Send Gorbachev. Have him stop his plans to Minneapolis. Don't go to San Francisco. Go to China. Save us, Gorby. There. That's it. Peace update. We have, you know, I still got one more to do. We haven't done a Gorbasm. Hit the Gorbasm music. Let's just put some Gorbasm music in there. We may not even have a chance to do the update, but they've got to hear the music. Yes, my friends, because I invented the term Gorbasm. What is a Gorbasm? A Gorbasm is that feeling of excitement, exhilaration, power, overall bliss that you feel when you ponder all the wonderful things Mikhail Sergeyevich Gorbachev can do for you and peace and the rest of the planet. Mikhail Gorbachev, the Prince of Peace, a man who ought to be president of this country. He is so wonderful. What is he doing now, ladies and gentlemen? He's only plundered his own country. He has had to come to the United States to get applause. He is booed off the stand in the Soviet Union. He has been proclaimed Man of the Decade by Time magazine, yet has presided over one of the fastest economic disasters in the history of mankind. His people don't have enough food to eat except at American-run restaurants, i.e. McDonald's. There's even a shortage of vodka. Some of them have been reduced to swallowing lighter fluid. He has just instituted another 5-year plan, which will double and triple prices. For this, he is being called a marvelous, great, and wonderful leader. And where does he come to share his vision of a great world? Where does he come to share his ideas of prosperity and democratization? The United States. And sadly, many in this country actually believe that we have anything to learn from him. We'll be right back.
WABC, Rush Limbaugh, we're coming up on 17 till noon. Back with more in a moment.
Sears. The best price of the season on diamonds, 14 karat gold, precious gems, Seiko and Citizen watches, and more.
Really, I'm going through every single.
And based on
good, that's absolutely proper.
All Sears, and you know, a lot of people. Is 25 to all the local lines of clothing are sold elsewhere. Every
on
local
sale ends Sunday, so
it's not even like
Sears,
New Jersey, New York. There's just a few who got on early.
Now there's a magical reading course.
Well, I knew this was going to happen. I've been watching this stuff all week, and that's what's happening.
Which makes learning to read simple.
So what do you think?
Simple because Hooked on Phonics is set to music.
Loads.
This way, kids learn phonics quickly, like a song. And when they master phonics, they can read and spell.
No, we did it. I just put it in there to let you know it's been done.
So if you want your preschooler to become an excellent reader,
now let me tell you one thing.
Who needs reading help?
I didn't. Nobody. There's no instructions on there, and there's 9 phone numbers per commercial. That would have been 36 commercials per page. That would have been 4 times 36. Sorry, didn't do it.
Find a better home equity line.
No, but if you look, each one of these is a tag. Each one of these numbers is different.
Why don't you call 1-800-US-PRIME? There's 8.
Would be 32. I didn't. I just used the same number we've been using.
Well, they're done.
Right.
I have 4.
I know, but I only did 4. I did not do 144.
$50 and $1 million. Not Prime Plus 1 or Prime Plus 2, but
they'll never know.
Only.
You want to do anything
only
special?
Gives you flexibility. You may use it as a first or a second mortgage and can draw down and repay your credit line with no prepayment penalty. If you're in the market for a home equity line, call 1-800-US-PRIME.
We'll just give them a regular show.
1-800-US-PRIME. Prime only is offered as a first mortgage only in New Jersey. Minimum in New Jersey is $35,000. Minimum in New York is $50,050. They're licensed mortgage bankers, New York State Banking Department, located at 2 World Trade Center, New York, New York. That number again is 1-800-US-PRIME, P-R-I-M-E. By the way, that's an APR, an average percentage rate of 2.14.
This announcement is exclusively for New York State residents. Now, some New Yorkers have already heard about low car insurance rates offered by U.S. Capital Insurance Company, and the same question keeps coming up. How can U.S. Capital's rates be so low that drivers are switching by the carload from Allstate, State Farm, Liberty Mutual, GEICO, and so many other companies? Well, it's easy, you people. U.S. Capital of White Plains, New York, only insures good drivers with clean driving records, so of course their rates are going to be low. Now, if you're a good driver, call U.S. Capital now at 1-800-876-3600. That's 800-876-3600. They'll give you a free rate quote right over the phone, and you'll be amazed at how much less auto insurance can be. Call now, 800-876-3600. Find out why it pays for good drivers to switch to U.S. Capital. 1-800-876-3600. Call now for your free rate quote.
Is that right? This is male or female? Oh, really?
Sue Roneberger, the broadcast engineer, just got a call from someone whom she has not seen in 20 years, all because of that camera. All because of season. Did you enjoy getting the call? Look, she's got a little glow in her face. Where does this guy live? Oh, you don't know. you can tell. You can just tell when people have that glow of love in their face. Peggy in Iowa City, Iowa. You're next on WABC in New York. Hello.
Hi, Rush. How are you?
Fine, thanks.
You are a teddy bear.
Isn't it?
I don't know if I want to put the kids and the dogs in the motel with you or me. And Mario is gorgeous.
He is, and he's a sharp dude, too.
He
really
is. Darling.
You know, everybody was running around, I wonder if we should be put on a coat and tie for C-SPAN. And Mario, he's secure. He came in as he always is. What you see is what he's not shaven. Same shirt that he wore yesterday.
Send him to Iowa. We love him. Listen, I have got to thank you. I am only about 4 weeks into my 6 weeks of giving you, you know, putting me on the cutting edge.
Mm-hmm.
But you saved me money and most of all my integrity. Earth First came and knocked on my door last night.
Right, and you didn't give him anything.
I didn't. Well, see, I'm the type that buys the encyclopedia so my kids grow up smart, and I'm the one that gets the picture photos and all this stuff, and they wanted my signature and a contribution for clean air and clean water.
Earth First, which is primarily... You know what Earth First does? You people may not know this. Earth First is the bunch that puts spikes in trees so that when loggers come along in their sawmills,
the blades in a power saw hit the spike and come dislodged and can decapitate people. And Earth First has also put out an ad in their newsletter asking AIDS patients to volunteer for kamikaze missions, strap explosives on their backs, and head into oil refineries. And they're coming around asking you for money. How much do they want?
They didn't tell me they were Earth First. They told me that they were working for clean air and clean water, and I looked at the petition, and all my neighbors had signed it. And I'm thinking, this is great. You know,
this is great.
You know, how much money have I got in the house? And I started flipping through the thing, and I said, exactly what are you going to do to work for clean air and water? Well, there's supposed to be, and this is where I failed you, because I didn't, I'm not quite on the cutting edge yet, so I didn't question this deeply as I should. But there's a bill of some congressman that they're going to lobby against or something to stop the smokestacks or something. Anyway, I started flipping through the thing, and when I got to the front page, there was the big Earth First thing. And I looked at him, and I said, hey, you know, do you really think that they're going to pass something that's going to be detrimental to Earth with all the things that are going on now and everything? And he just started backing up, and I said, I'm afraid that you can't have my financial support or my signature.
And there you have it, ladies and you know, you've made my day, Peggy.
You've made my last
You moment. You have made my day. We thwarted at least one effort by Earth First to extort money under fraudulent premises from an innocent middle American in Iowa. Right on. Thanks, Peg. I appreciate it. Glad to know this.
Thank you.
You're a wonderful woman.
Thank you.
Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Jack, Jack, you're on WABC in New York. Hello.
Good morning, sir. It's great to see you.
Thank you.
Oh. She just made your day, and you've made my last year and a half.
Care to explain? And Sue's in pain in there. The phone call from the 20-year-old boyfriend's now been erased emotionally. I'm sorry. It wasn't a boyfriend, but she wants to be. How have I made your year?
Well, I'll tell you what. I spend a tremendous amount of time in my vehicle every day.
What kind of car?
Well, it's a Ford Bronco, too.
All right. See? American-made car. Good for you.
You bet. And I spend a lot of time in there every day. And after running across you the last year and a half, you've given me some intellectual material to ponder. You forced me to look at various points of view and even change my opinion. And now I subscribe to a couple of your favorite publications.
Thank you, sir.
And it's been a real joy listening to you, and keep at it.
Thanks, Jack, very much. I'm glad you called. I'm really flattered to hear from you. It's a Unity update for New York City.
There's a holdup in the Bronx. Brooklyn's broken out in fights. There's a traffic jam in Harlem that's backed up to Jackson Heights. There's a scout troop short of child. Khrushchev's doing Idlewild.
General David Dinkins, where are you?
Well, my friends, he's in the process of healing the racial strife that exists in this city. There's a boycott, blacks boycotting a Korean grocery store. Many believe, wrongly so, a black high school teacher and his students violated the boycott, went in, and were applauded for courage and bravery. They said, we want our community back. We don't like this kind of stuff going on. The teacher was threatened countless times, his life and the school he has transferred to get away from the danger.
There's a holdup in the Bronx. Brooklyn's broken out
Fred
in fights.
McCray.
There's a traffic jam in Harlem that's backed up to Jackson Heights. There's a scout troop short of child. Khrushchev's still at Idlewild.
General David Dinkins, where are you?
Perhaps one of the finest teachers in the school system has been threatened by the blacks boycotting the Korean grocery store to the point he's so scared in this period of healing and unity that he is transferred to another school district. And that's it. We'll be back. Final segment of the broadcast after this.
How would you like to get a new house or car courtesy of the United States government? You've heard people talking about the terrific deals found at government auctions.
General David
Dinkins, U.S. Customs auction, cars sold for as low as $25. At another government auction, many cars sold for under $100. Federal and state government agents want you to come to their auction.
Oh, you want to take that in there, you mean? Yeah. Let me give you this, too.
Waiting for you. Do you need a car or a house? will come to a government auction.
All this updates,
is auction season.
Yeah, just put it all on the record and I'll love.
Some deals are at prices.
Mickey
so
might be fun. I don't know how many more calls you're going to get. Do you want to do any more updates?
No, just put some up here.
I just don't want to call now and find out where the
auctions are being held. Put a wacko up there. Whatever, it doesn't matter.
1-800-822-2470. Call now and find out where you can get the best deals. 1-800-822-2470.
Last weekend, I went to Atlantic City to meet an old friend.
Have they pulled the plug yet at C-SPAN? Are we still... They haven't pulled...
Hotel. Oh, my gosh, I said to myself, the Claridge is the smallest place in town.
See, I really would like to thank the people at C-SPAN for this. I mean, this is I know, quite out of the norm for the kind of programming you generally... put on, and it's our pleasure to be
different from the big places. Heck, even before I set foot in the door, I could tell it was a friendly place by the way the parking valet, the guy named Keith, treated me. And he wasn't the only one who was nice. Everybody at the Claridge treated me like a regular, like the big spender I'm not.
Where was the guy from?
The food was terrific. We had a lot of fun in the comedy club.
He was not a boyfriend.
Not taking any more calls.
I would not want to be.
From now on, the marriage is my morning. What number,
city? It's a nice change from the big places, and it's a lot friendlier.
But you should have seen your face.
Casino hotel, because smaller is friendlier.
Now, my friends, a word from Gibraltar Securities on collateralized mortgage obligation bonds. They're called CMOs. CMOs are a relatively new investment vehicle designed for investors not traditionally involved in the mortgage market. If you thought you knew a good deal about this type of investment from your own experience, you can still learn a lot more about it from this booklet. It's published by your good friends at Gibraltar Securities, and they'll send it to you free if you call 800-322-3240 right now. This free CMO booklet explains how they can help you invest in a way to secure your future and provide you with monthly payments. Booklet's easy to understand. It'll help you decide if this type of investment's what you've been looking for. Call for one today. It's free, and Gibraltar Securities will send it to you if you call 800-322-3240. Please call Gibraltar now. Representatives are waiting to assist you. 1-800-322-3240. Remember, Gibraltar has your interest in mind. Member NASD and SIPC. I'm tired of Phil Collins' music. Play something else. Got anything else in there?
Try something.
Oh, yeah!
WABC, News Talk Radio 770, Rush Limbaugh, serving humanity, executing everything I am supposed to do because I am one of the best talk show hosts in the world, flawlessly. Zero mistakes. Back to the phones. Here's Vicky in Fresno, California. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Vic. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Good. Your big showbiz break.
What?
We're on the air, Vicky.
We are?
Yeah.
Well, you could fool me, because I mean, it's 9 o'clock here.
Well, it's not yet. It's about 4 minutes till.
Well, you know, close enough. Hey, I think about this every day, so this is why I'm calling you.
Pardon me?
I think about this issue every day, so this is why I'm calling you.
Which issue?
The picture issue.
Oh, the sending in of photos by women so as to be registered by June 25th.
Yes, I know it's belabored already, but it really bugs me.
Why does it bother you?
Because I do not get it.
You don't get it yet. That's the whole point.
I know, and you are playing with our minds.
Look, there are as many different ways of hosting a talk show as there are people who do them. Now, I happen to enjoy doing things in a way as to have you a little bit confused at times as to wonder what this is going to lead to. But look, you only have to look to the past. I have, with everything I've done, made ultimately a point, usually brilliantly. And this project is already working. But, you know, the fun thing about this is it just happened spontaneously. This is not something I, you know, was sitting at home strategizing one night and decided, I think I'll aggravate the women out there. I'm not doing that at all.
That's the point that I know, because I know that it wasn't even your idea.
It was my idea.
It was?
Yes.
That's not what your friend said.
It was my idea.
Okay, your friend says differently.
Oh, it was my idea to send in the photos to make sure the callers got registered, and if you don't do that by June 25th, you don't get to be on the air.
Okay, so be it, huh?
Are you going to send a photo?
I am not.
Vicky.
I'm sorry. I just can't bring myself. I don't know if you're trying to see how many women out there are really idiot enough to send one in. I know that you're not looking for these lewd photos that you've been getting.
Oh, thank you for that.
Let me tell you, though, it really surprises me that you would say that you're disappointed, because you have got to know that when you do this...
You're going to be real embarrassed when you hear what the point of this is. You're going to think back to June 1st. When you were not only on national radio, but national TV, excoriating me for this, and when you hear the payoff, when you hear what the whole point of this is...
I am not excoriating you.
You are, well, you're being somewhat critical in a tempered sense.
Well,
but you're
going
to be embarrassed, Vicka, when you hear
it. I'm not trying to be critical. I'm not trying to be critical. I am just so curious that every single day this issue is on my mind. What is this man doing? What is this man doing? What is this man doing?
Instead of playing a game about this, what do you think I'm doing it for?
Okay, let me just tell you what has gone through my mind.
Good.
I mean, several things have gone. One is one I've already mentioned. He's trying to see how many women are idiot enough to do it.
That's never been mentioned. That's something you mentioned.
No, I know. That's what
I'm
mean.
Not tr- t-
That's what I said. It's one that I already just
mentioned.
Well,
it's not even close. Do you think there's any future in me coming in and saying, my friends, we have just proven that 10,525 women are idiots?
Okay.
That's not the
point.
Wait a minute. You got 1 minute. Make it count.
Oh, you asked me what I thought.
I'm trying to get the answers.
I'm trying to tell you. Okay, that was one. That was one of them that I thought. And I thought the next one was, he's just trying to... I just can't be that you want to register us. It just can't be that alone.
Vicky, let me ask you, are you a flight attendant?
No. I am not a... Yeah. I fly through my house every day.
I tell you, you're gonna be embarrassed when you find out what it is. And continue to rack your brain out there. I'm somewhat intrigued that you have this much interest in it. Folks, there's not enough time to be fair with another caller. I am perhaps the politest talk show host in America who engages in a controversial show, and we don't put calls on to humiliate them, and so there's only a couple of seconds left. Thanks to C-SPAN, I really appreciate you taking a risk, and it's abnormal programming for you. We thank you for coming. See you on the national show in moments. It's lunchtime.
From ABC News, I'm Gary Nunn. Soviet President Gorbachev spent about an hour...
Coming up next, we break for a look at Saturday morning's program schedule, then bring you a pair of call-in programs on this week's U.S.-Soviet summit, the first with former Secretary of State Alexander Haig. Good morning from the nation's capital. You're watching C-SPAN. We'd like to... Coming up next, we break for a look at Saturday morning's program schedule, then bring you a pair of call-in programs on this week's U.S.-Soviet summit, the first with former Secretary of State Alexander Haig.